just see where he is tomorrow. I mean, it's, when we say day to day, it's truly day to day. So he's, you know, practiced all 3 days this week. You know, he didn't take a full slate. It was truly limited. So we'll see. Yeah, to me, you gotta, when you get in situations like that, you gotta rely on your fundamentals. I mean, it's if you're not on point technique wise, you're in trouble. If your hand placement has to be perfect, your aiming points have to be good, because this is an explosive group. But you know, I think they have to communicate well, play well together, and we're hopeful that the scheme will help them as well. There is scheme wise for sure. I mean, they're a lot less pressure. I don't know what the statistics are, but they don't blitz very much. And they're essentially in the same front all the time. You know, the wide nine technique ends, and usually have Kyle Williams at the three and Darius at the inside shade of the guard. So they're very different from a front standpoint. You know, we had brought Manny Lawson in to be our Sam linebacker. He was on the ball a lot. We played a lot of under front, odd front, 46 front, which they don't do. They basically moved Manny back to he's in the rotation now at defensive end. So, scheme-wise, they're very different, but it's, for the most part, it's the same unit. Well, Bryce Brown, I think, has become kind of their home run back. He had the nice run against Kansas City, which unfortunately he got stripped going in. I mean, that completely changed that game. Got stripped at the 4-yard line. They would have gone up late in the game. But you know, Fred Jackson is just—he's a guy. He's ageless. You know, you think that. You know, the career is winding down at some point, and all he does is go out, and he's productive. And I only knew Fred from the outside, being with the Jets, and had admired him then. But once I got to know him and be around him every day, you realize what a special person he is, and how well he takes care of himself, and how professional he is, and what a good leader he is. So it doesn't surprise me that he's still productive. And then they added the big back, which was an element I know. Doug, a year ago, was always, hey, you know, at some point we need to find ourselves a big back in this system, and I think they feel like they found it in Dixon. We have to be careful with that. This still is just his second week, so it's not like we're just going to be, hey, every play we're on offense, you have to be out there. I think what's gotten us here is a rotation where we kept those guys fresh, and I think that needs to continue.